Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivek, M, Sarah and Alec with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane house prices spike 3,800 a week to new record. The property boom in Brisbane had one of its most jaw-dropping quarters, with prices surging to 60,000 in just 3 months, close to what many workers earn in a year. Brisbane median house prices have risen by 8.1% in December quarter to a record of $700,000. As said by Domain Chief of Research and Economics, Dr. Nicola Powell, it's just unbelievable. Brisbane is still one of the standout markets nationally, and units are doing the heavy lifting because that's where buyers can still afford to pay. At the suburb level, Domain data showed units dominated Greater Brisbane's strongest growth pockets, where the median jumped 30.1% to $800,000. Closer to the city, however, Yeronga posted the biggest leap in house prices, jumping 24.2% to $1.7 million. Rebecca Cutterman from NGU Real Estate said rapid gentrification driven by transport access and affordability spillover had reshaped the suburbs.
And in bad news for Brisbane drivers, RACQ's latest annual report revealed the capital continues to pay more for fuel, with the recorded highest average city prices in 2025 for the third consecutive year. Regular unleaded fuel in Brisbane averaged 185.2 cents per litre, with record highs attributed to longer price cycles, higher jumps, shorter cheap phases, and fewer independent stations offering lower prices. RACQ called for government intervention and market regulations to adjust affordability issues after the report revealed ongoing and unfair price hikes.
In national news, an AI-generated article on the Tasmania Tours website has sent tourists searching for a non-existent location. According to the website, Wellborough Hot Springs is a secluded forest retreat offering a peaceful escape and features the seven best hot springs Tasmania experiences for 2026. With the website lacking directions, travellers have descended upon Wellborough Hotel to ask how they can find the hot springs. Hotel staff have reported daily phone calls and in-person visitors inquiring about the hot springs. Tasmania Tours owner Scott Hennessy deemed the use of AI-generated content in their marketing necessary to compete with the, quote, big boys, explaining that AI is, quote, sometimes perfect and really good and does what you hope it would do, and sometimes it gets it completely wrong.
The Liberal National Coalition split this morning after all National Party members of the Shadow Cabinet stepped down. Nationals leader David Littleproud said the party could not stand by as three senior National senators put their jobs on the line by voting against the government's new hate speech laws. Littleproud said opposition leader Susan Ley mismanaged the last 4 days and led the coalition to an untenable position. Ley has not accepted the resignations of National members, saying she wants to give them time to reconsider. While none of the MPs are willing to rejoin a shadow ministry led by her, the party have not ruled out a new coalition agreement with a different leader in the future.
As Moscow continues to target Ukraine's energy network with drone and missile attacks, millions are surviving below zero temperatures without heating, with 60% of Kiev still without power. The nightly attacks have devastated equipment, with residents subjected to frequent outages and blackouts as aid groups highlight concerns of hypothermia and frostbite. Ukrainian classrooms are being transformed into support points with charging stations, heating tents and counselling services, whilst the government urges allies to increase pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin following the inhumane attacks.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with possible showers. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.